Listening, Unit 7, page 48, B.
You will hear people talking in seven situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman talking.
I graduated from Jackson Law School in 1989 and was lucky enough to be hired by a local law firm straight away. It was an excellent place to work back then. But after a few years, I realized that I wasn't feeling very stimulated there and I wanted more of a challenge. I realized I'd need to get more qualifications if I wanted to progress in my career. Now that I'm about to start my new university course, I'm surprised at how anxious I'm feeling. It's a while since I've studied in that way, and what if I can't cope with being a student again? But I keep reminding myself about the exciting career prospects ahead of me, and I'm trying to focus on that instead of my increasing fear of returning to university.
2. You hear a teenager talking to a friend.
Oh, go on. It's only a bit of fun, really. You want the lipstick, don't you? If you haven't got the money for it, you're just going to have to take it. No one will notice. Besides, the prices in this place are ridiculous. They cheat customers all the time and they get away with it. It's not like they're going to go bankrupt because you took a lipstick without paying for it. Don't be scared. I've done it loads of times. It's dead easy.
3. You hear a radio interview.
You were only 14 when you set fire to your school. Why did you commit arson?
I don't know, really. I always hated school and was fed up with teachers always telling me what to do. Suppose I reckoned that if there was no building, I wouldn't have to go to school.
But obviously, when you were caught, you realised that that wasn't the case. Surely you only made things worse for yourself. So what made you choose to lead a life of crime?
To be honest, I didn't care that I got caught. I enjoyed setting fire to the building so much that getting caught didn't matter. I got such a thrill out of it, so I suppose that just encouraged me to carry on.
4. You hear a man talking to his daughter.
Look, I know you've been having a bit of trouble settling in at your new school, but that'll soon pass. I'm sure you'll make friends really easily. The thing is, your mum told me you've started hanging round with Pam Evans. It's just that her dad works in the same department as me. And, to be honest, I'm not sure Pam's the sort of person you should be making friends with. Her dad says she's always getting into trouble with the police. Practically every week they're at his door complaining about Pam. I'd hate to think that you'd get in with the wrong crowd.
5. You hear a man talking on the radio.
One of the toughest cases I've ever seen was a few years ago. It was a murder trial and some of the country's most hardened criminals were involved. They were members of a gang who were involved in organized crime and the Special Crime Squad had been investigating them for years. Their lawyers were very influential too and tried to play mind games with the jury. Some members of the jury were even threatened outside the courtroom, and one had to be relieved of his duties because he was so scared that he ended up making himself ill. Normally, my courtroom is relatively calm, but I'll never forget the tension during that trial.
6. You hear a prison warden talking.
When I tell people what I do for a living, they usually look at me in disbelief. I guess they think it's a man's job and not a job for such a petite woman like me. Most people think it's a difficult and dangerous job. Don't get me wrong, Sometimes it can be. But I get such a lot out of it. I've been working in the same prison for nearly 10 years now, and I've got to know some of the inmates quite well. I get on well with most of them, and I'm amazed at how their behaviour changes throughout their sentence. There's a big emphasis on rehabilitation, and most inmates really appreciate the second chance they're given. It's not all about punishment.
7. You hear a man talking.
I can't believe I got myself arrested. I've always been a law-abiding citizen. I know it was wrong to punch him, but what was I supposed to do? He attacked me first because I caught him red-handed, trying to break into my car. So it was clearly just self-defense. It's just not fair. He was the one who deliberately set out to commit a crime, but I'm the one who'll be on the stand, and he'll just get away with it.